There is never a day so dreary but God can make it bright. And unto the soul that trusts him, he giveth songs in the night. There is never a path so hidden but God can lead the way, if we seek for the Spirit's guidance and patiently wait and pray. There is never a cross so heavy but the nail-scarred hands are there, outstretched in tender compassion, the burden to help us bear. There is never a heart so broken but the loving Lord can heal, for the heart that was pierced on Calvary doth still for his loved ones feel. There is never a life so darkened, so hopeless and unblessed, but may be filled with the light of God and enter his promised rest. There is never a sin or sorrow, there is never a care or loss, but that we may bring to Jesus and leave at the foot of the cross. What beautiful words of affirmation, confidence that we place in God who will never fail. People fail. Your best friend can disappoint you and let you down. But Jesus, never. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, this is John Thrasher, and I certainly look forward to sharing these 30 minutes devotionally with you. I trust that God will give me a word in due season to say to you that will make a world of difference in your life. That's what Isaiah said. I think of this verse quite often. Chapter 50, verse 4. For the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakeneth morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear like the learned. And that's what I want God to do for me today, is teach me how to say something to you that will be more than just empty cliches and nice platitudes that you've heard all your life, but to say something and to say it in such a way that will make a difference. Because, you know, I think there are times that just a single word spoken in due season can turn someone around. It can impart that ray of hope, that bit of sunshine, that little bit of uplift that they need in order to finish the race and keep on with the journey. Did you notice in the poem that I just read how that there is never, never, never anything that happens to us, but what if we will come to God in earnest prayer with a believing heart and lay them at his feet, God is going to be there to help us and strengthen us and comfort us and in every way. There is never a day so dreary. There is never a path so hidden. Never a cross so heavy. Never a heart so broken. Never a life so darkened, never a sin or sorrow, never a care or loss, but that we may bring to Jesus and leave at the foot of the cross. There are no exceptions. There is no case so difficult and so unusual that it's beyond the reach of Almighty God. There is nothing exists. No night so dark, no heart so broken, no case so difficult and impossible. But what if you bring it to Jesus? He can heal it, save it, forgive it, cleanse it, and make it whole again. Because he specializes in doing the impossible. Let us have a song in our hearts this morning. I don't know where you are as you're listening to the broadcast. Maybe you're driving on your way to work, and you've got quite a day facing you with all of its tension and pressure. And you just need something to put a song in your heart, to give you that bit of confidence, not so much in yourself, but confidence in God that will help you through the day. Well, my prayer is that this very morning the Lord would put a song in your heart and cause you to sing hallelujahs to the Lord. Let's do that, shall we? Just to sing that hallelujah to Jesus and let our hearts be filled with his presence and his goodness and his love. Oh, I know you've heard it 1,000 times or so, but I want to repeat it again. God cares for you. You've heard that all your life. You know the Bible says it. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You've heard it all your life. Well, it's true. Those aren't empty words. God does care. And I am delighted to have this opportunity to share with you again that beautiful, wonderful thought. And I believe that's a word in due season, just when we need it the most. God cares. And so you're on your way to work, or maybe you're still at home. Maybe you're laid up in a hospital as you're listening to the program. Wherever you are, just be reminded of this. Don't ever forget it. God cares. And you know what? If you really believe that, you'll never worry about anything. You'll never be blue. You'll never be depressed. You'll never be down, because the devil can do his worst. But when you know God cares for you, it makes all the difference in the world. The kingdom of heaven, said Jesus, is like unto a nobleman who takes out of his treasury things both old and new. I sure think that's the way God's goodness and blessings are to our lives. He always gives us something new and fresh, and he reminds us of the old. Now, I'm thinking of songs right now when I make that statement. I love and appreciate so many of the new songs that have just been written in the last few months, the last few years. And they can be such a blessing to us. But I never, never want to discard or lay aside the old that have been with us for hundreds of years. Those old hymns, the hymns that we grew up on. Some people have the tendency that when something new comes along, they think that, well, this is so fresh and up to date and so new, I don't want the old anymore. They call it old order. That's just old order. I don't want that. The only thing that makes the old order is when we sing them lackadaisically and without spirit and without heart. But you can take the old hymns, and I'll tell you what. You can take the old hymns, and if you will sing them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit and with faith and confidence, and don't sing it lukewarmly or lackadaisically, the old will be as good as any new song that could possibly be written nowadays. I'm thinking right now of those hymns like The Old Rugged Cross and Beneath the Cross of Jesus and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. You know, Isaac Watts lived back in the 1600s, and his hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, has to be one of the greatest of all time, and there's nothing new that is going to replace it. Now, there are times when congregations can sing those old hymns and they have no life in it, no spirit in it as they sing it, and then it just drags through a song service. And I don't like that. But when you take the old and combine it with a fire of the Holy Ghost and you sing about the cross of Jesus, nothing is prettier, nothing more uplifting. Well, I have a recording of piano music and an orchestration. At the piano is Dino Kartzinakis, and nobody plays the piano any better than Dino. And he plays a medley of those old hymns. The Old Rugged Cross, Beneath the Cross of Jesus, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And I want you just to listen to this gorgeous music. That's what I call it, heavenly music. I don't know. I kind of think when we get to heaven, this is going to be some of the music we're going to hear and sing in heaven. At least it blesses me. Not everybody likes my kind of music. And there's all kinds. And everybody has their tastes and their likes and dislikes. But I love this recording by Dino Kartzinakis. Listen to it as you're on your way to work or there at the house getting ready to do things, wherever you may be. If you're feeling low down for any reason at all, this is guaranteed to lift your spirits, give you a shot in the arm, give you some new life. And even though it's some of the old, it is ever new. Listen to it. I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Tell me, has anything been written in the last 2 or 3 years that can surpass the lyrics of this great hymn? When I survey the wondrous cross that comes to us out of the 17th century. You know why it's so fresh and up-to-date? You know why? You know why you cannot classify all of this as just old order and stale? No, because the message of Jesus has never changed. Isn't that remarkable? Something written 1,000 years ago can bless the heart of saints living right now in this 20th century. That's amazing. I love the writings that of 1,000 years ago, because the men and women who wrote back then suffered some of the same temptations and tribulations and the fiery trials even as we go through today, and they speak to my heart. This hymn speaks to my heart, and I want to join my voice with that of Isaac Watts. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. I love the writings of those who, down through the centuries, have fallen in love with Jesus Christ. They gazed upon the cross of Jesus and receive the forgiveness of sins. And these people have become my friends. even though I've never talked with them, I've never met them, I've never seen them, but I've read some of their writings, and I feel that kindred spirit, the same love and affection that they shared for Jesus Christ, and they become my friends. And I'll never forget the occasion that I had to stand at the graveside of Isaac Watts in Bunhill Field Cemetery in London, England, across the street from John Wesley's chapel. And there he is at rest, waiting for the trumpet blast on that morning of resurrection when the dead in Christ shall rise first. And I stood there and felt such a kindred spirit with Isaac Watts, and not too far from his gravesite, just a stone's throw, is that of John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress, one of my favorite persons. He too waiting for that day of resurrection that is coming. And the writings of John Bunyan are just as fresh and up-to-date as anything that could be written tomorrow. Because as he describes the journey of Christian on his way to heaven, things haven't changed. The message of Jesus hasn't changed. The tactics and strategy of the devil hasn't changed. And those things can be such a blessing to us today. As we read their songs and read their stories and read their sermons and their writings. Because the message of Jesus is the same today as it was yesterday. Because it is based upon the inspired Word of God. And oh, the joy and the life that it brings to us today. When I survey the wondrous cross, oh, the change that grace works within my life. Do you remember when the children of Israel out there in the wilderness during their 40 years wandering through the wilderness, and they were complaining and grumbling as they always did? And this time the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, and they were bitten and began to die right and left. And God commanded Moses to make a brazen serpent, put it on a pole and lift it high, and said to them that anyone who was snake bitten, if they would just so much as gaze upon that brazen serpent upon the pole, they would not die, but live. And sure enough, as people were bitten by the fiery serpents, if they would just gaze upon that brazen serpent that Moses had lifted up, they would be spared. They would not die, but live. And do you know, about 1,500 years later, Jesus said to Nicodemus, who came to him by night, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, you can be saved by a look at the Master. Look and live. Look to Jesus today. When I survey the wondrous cross, I shall not die but live. Don't look to your church. Don't look to your preacher. Don't look to your best friend. But look to Jesus crucified for your sins. And in that look, thou shalt be saved.
Let me touch it.
This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee. Morning Devotions is the program. Have a good day. The Lord be with you.
Be your prayers. touching.